Welcome to the Word Trip Podcast. Today we're starting a new series in the Word Trip Podcast. In addition to the short writing instigators we've been doing, I'll be giving you some paraphrasing and adapted bits of advice from some of the best writing books out there that I've read. We'll have links to the books in the show notes, and hopefully if you like the advice they give, you'll go out and pick up the book for yourself. You know, our first book is going to be The 20 Master Plots and How to Build Them by Ronald B. Tobias. First podcast is going to deal with 8 lowest common denominators in fiction, and then I'll go on together some of the various quote-unquote master plots in later podcasts to give you a rough idea of what they are. Let's dive in. Lowest common denominator number 1, make tension fuel your plot. If you're writing a story, it has to have tension. Nobody wants to read a story about somebody who wants something and gets it. There's no story there. The story has to have some tension, some reason to keep reading. Lowest common denominator number 2, create tension through opposition. Make sure your planned story is going to have some tension, some roadblocks to attaining a goal, something to make it interesting for your reader. Sometimes the tension will be internal, sometimes external. But either way, you want to make sure that you've got not only a local tension, fine for a short story, but also a universal tension theme that runs through the story for a longer piece. Lowest common denominator number 3, make tension grow as opposition increases. Don't make things easier on your character as things progress. The tension needs to build to a climax over time so that the final resolution relieves the tension rather than just tie up a few loose ends. This goes into your standard 3-act storyline. Act 1 is the setup. You create some tension and you set your stage and players. Act 2 is where complications arise and arise and arise the more. And then the second act is critical to grow your tension by feeding it more and more opposition. And when you get to Act 3 is when you have your resolution and should have that final climax of the most tension possible before you let the story be resolved. Okay, lowest common denominator number 4 is to make change the point of the story. The hero, the tangential character, should end up changed at the end of the story. If your characters have remained the same, not having grown as a result of the situation and the lessons learned, then you've wasted theirs and your readers' time. Without platitudes and preaching, your characters need to learn from the mistake, or at the very least change in some way due to the situations they've just been through. Lowest common denominator number 5, when something happens, be sure it's important. This is more important when you go to edit your work, but if you can keep an eye on it while writing, you'll save yourself many beautiful words and many wasted hours. Avoid the tangents to your story. Make sure that what's happening is moving the story forward. Lowest common denominator number 6 is make the casual look causal. No matter how well thought out and plotted your story is, you don't want it to read like it was plotted. Your goal should be that things happen in such a way that they are believable. This ties in with the next one, which is leave Lady Luck and Chance to the lottery. Even if somebody in the real world does win the lotto and the $1 million slot machine, you can't have that in your story as any sort of resolution. Certainly, if your story starts with somebody winning the lottery and is based around that, you're okay, but you can't have the family farm saved from foreclosure after 200 pages by the farmer winning the lottery the night before the sale. And the final lowest common denominator, number 8, is the central character must perform the central climactic action. If you have a protagonist, they need to be the one doing whatever gets done in the climax. They need to be in center stage, involved in the action. They're the main character for a reason. They're most important to the story, and your readers now care about them. Don't leave them hanging out at the bar while somebody else does all the dirty work. Now that you've got those lowest common denominators in mind, you know the rules. And once you know the rules, of course, you can break them. But if you're not working on your umpteenth published novel, you're probably better served to avoid breaking the rules whenever possible. Thank you for listening to the Word Trip Podcast this time. You can find us at wordtrip.com and podcast.wordtrip.com. Please join the forums. And as you can tell, we are still finalizing our format and our schedule. And please forgive us for the audio abnormalities. Hopefully we'll be better next time. Thanks for listening. Happy word tripping.